Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Kuf Nun Zayin on Masechta Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include the Machlekes in the Mishnah regarding Nafal Abayas Allah Val Aviv or Allah Val Mayrishav, V'Heisel of Ksubas Isha Bal Chayv. If a house fell upon a person and his father, or upon the person and a relative from whom he is in line to inherit, and they both died, and the son owned money for a Ksuba or for a debt, the Bishami hold Yachleku, the father's estate is divided between the Yersha Av, the heirs of the father, and the Balichayv, the son's creditors. While the Basil hold Nuchasim Mecheskasim, all the assets are given to the Yersha Av, but not to the Balichayv. And the Machlekes is based on whether we can apply the well-known concept of Ein Safik Meitzi Midei Vadai. The entire estate is considered in the possession of the Yersha Av because they have a Tainas Vadai, a certain claim, as they are eligible to inherit from both the father and son. While the Balei Chayv have only a tiny Safik and uncertain claim, as they can only collect from the son, but not from the father. And the Safik cannot extract from a Vadei. The question in Halacha of Hamalve Eschaver Bishtar gave him the Chasim Mishabadim. If a person loaned someone money and it was recorded in a Shtar, the Malve can collect from the Leibis properties that he owned at the time of the loan, even though the properties were later sold to others and are not in the Leibis possession at the time of collection. Di'ikni kana u'machar, di'ikni kana v'hayrish. Mai. Can the Malva collect from the Leibis properties that he bought after the loan and then sold or bequeathed them to others, and now the properties are not in the Leibis possession? The Machlekes Rav Meir b'Chacham regarding Oda Makna Dabash Leib L'Olam, whether one can make a transaction now to take effect later for something that it cannot take effect now because it is as of yet non-existent, as in the case of a Mechem Peiris Dekel L'Chaveiroi, a person who sells the fruit which his day tree will produce later. The question of Love of a chazir v'kana mahu. What's the halacha if a person borrowed money from two different people and subordinated all his properties to both, and then he bought properties and sold them? Which malva has the rights to these properties, the first malva or the second malva?